Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
You know there's a lot of buzz around bees at the moment. Well, 15-year-old James McDonough is a student from Dublin. He's on a one-man mission to save the bees with his new Instagram and his website. He's on the phone right now. Morning, James.
Morning. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. You're out saving the bees. Can you tell us why bees are so important? I know we all kind of have this background knowledge of, save the bees, but then why are they actually so important to us?
Yeah, well, since I was young, I was told how important bees are. But when I got into the science, I really understood kind of why they are so important.
Mm.
So number one is they pollinate, and that is literally how all plants grow, is by other pollen. Pollen is the only male cell in a plant.
Right.
That's how all the other plants will be kind of fertilized and grow. And bees will pollinate 90% of all plants worldwide.
Wow.
And 90% is just too big of a number to risk their extinction.
Yeah. So if, for example, if the population of bees was to be wiped out tomorrow, and I know that isn't the case, but if that was somehow magically to happen, a Thanos style click of the fingers and the bees were gone, I mean, that would have devastating effects on, other than hand-planted and commercially planted crops, it would have a devastating effect on all of the rest of the naturally growing crops in the world and plants.
Of course. Albert Einstein gave a quote. He said, if the bee disappears, man would have no longer than 4 years left to live.
Wow.
And I mean, let's just forget about the human part for a second.
Mm.
So many, like, if you were to eat like a beef burger, or if you were to have a cat and dog around the house, they all rely indirectly on bees. Like, and the cow, that eats like loads of kind of like, let's say, grass or other vegetables, and they all get pollinated by bees.
Gotcha.
And if there's none of that, then you don't have all of the food for all the animals.
Yeah.
And there's so many other species, like there's this water beetle, and that's on risk of extinction because of all the bees and colonies declining. Like the water beetle normally lives in the hives and like eats the bees' honey.
Okay.
But now since there's less bees and their colonies, then that means that there's going to be less of those beetles.
And is climate change and the effect that we're having as humans on the planet, is that the main issue with the bees? Or what are we doing to them?
Well, see, with climate change, you know how, let's say, if you were to run up a car and all the carbon dioxide leaving?
Yeah.
It's not because of climate change the bees' population are declining. It's because of, let's say, certain things that will also help, move climate change ahead and cause worse climate change, such as pesticides.
Mm.
They're horrible for bees. I think there's this nitrous oxide, even fertilizer, and that's really bad for the bees and kind of all like, different flies and butterflies and all that. It's not even just the bees that are getting killed by this.
Of course not, no. Now, recently I've seen things like in the green across the road from my house, the council, which where I live is Fingal in Dublin, they've started cutting only half of it and letting the rest of it grow, and obviously wildflowers grow there, and therefore there's a sign up that says this is good for the bees. I was in Blarney Castle and Gardens there last week when I was in Cork, and they have lots of bee hives around the place where they're encouraging bees and they grow wildflowers for that exact purpose as well. It was in a couple of other places I was over the weekend. So there's definitely a movement there, but it's not enough, is it?
I mean, it's great and all, doing all the wildflowers, letting our grass grow, but if you're still killing the bees with the pesticides and the horrible climate for them, then it's not really doing much, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'll give an example. Last year, it was really good weather and really bad weather. So, instead of looking at the bees here, let's look at, let's say, the plants and the wildflowers. What happened last year is it was a really cold May, but then a blistering hot June.
Mm.
And it was really hot June and July. Now, with those sudden change of temperatures for the plants, that's really bad for them. Because it's kind of almost like they're hibernating a bit more in May, and then they're burnt in June and July.
Okay.
And if they're like that, then they can't create pollen or nectar, then they're kind of dead, those plants.
Okay, so you've come up with something called Plan B. Clever name, love it. What is the plan here? Explain what Plan B is. Obviously, it's two E's in the B. I think people will understand that, but just to spell it out for everybody.
Yeah. So I launched this, the Plan B organization. It's a not-for-profit organization. And we are doing this in three different phases, just like for this and next year. We're hoping to expand to more phases. So phase one is already completed. Phase one was giving out 1,000 packets of wildflowers all around my community. Now, how I did this was I teamed up with the Dash Container Cafe, and we gave away 1,000 packets of the wildflowers. Phase two was then to buy beehives. And these beehives will be kind of all over Dublin 7.
And so that's phase one and phase two. So phase one is get the wildflowers growing. Phase two, put the beehives in place. And is there a phase three then?
So phase three was kind of influenced by, you know, let's say if you were to look, let's say buy a jar of honey. It so exploited the kind of honey market.
Right.
And that put loads of stress on the queen, on the rest of the bees over wintertime. And that means the queen is going to have to try and, like, kill more of the bees over winter because they can't survive.
Okay.
The amount of honey they have.
Okay. So is your plan then to leave your bees in a state where they're producing honey that you can harvest in a way that is okay for the bees that are living in the hive for the winter, but then that you can sell to reinvest back into Plan B again?
Exactly, yes. So we will make sure that we take just like the excess honey. Bees are so productive that they will make like three, even four times as much honey as they actually need.
Mm.
So we're trying to sell locally sourced honey, and that's really good locally sourced honey because have you ever heard of like allergies that can be cured by locally, like local honey?
Yeah, we were talking about this not that long ago on the show with an allergy expert who was saying that because the locally grown honey contains, you know, elements of the pollen from the local area, that it can really help someone if they're suffering with hay fever.
Exactly, yeah. And one of also the main pushes for kind of phase three was when I was starting up like just last Sunday, so many people in like around my community and was asking me where do you get like kind of local honey because I'm dying from hay fever, and there's really kind of bad hay fever around here, and I think that'd be really good for not completely curing it, but just
but helping it out.
Yeah.
I mean, James, look, at 15, to be the founder of Plan B, to have such a global outlook and be able to do it on such a local level, it's kind of what we all hope our kids will be able to do when they get to that age. It's very impressive. We do hope Plan B goes well. You can visit plan-b.ie on James's website, or check out the Instagram plan_b on Instagram. James, thank you for doing this. And as you said, save the bees is such an important thing. We need to understand why and then see what we can do to help it locally.
Thanks very much for having me on the show.
No worries, a pleasure. Take care.
See you again, Dave.
Bye-bye. There you go. Bye. James McDonough there, founder of Plan B, 15 years old, from Dublin, starting things around Dublin 7, but hopefully it'll grow. And actually, a bit of correction, I think it might be Plan2_B, which is two E's, obviously, and two underscores again. But look, search it out, you'll find it. Certainly go to the website, plan-b.ie. I'm sure you can find the Instagram from there. But at plan_B_.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.